Now, this meditation is the first step on a journey to one of the most important meditations of our Buddhist tradition. And this is a meditation that has many functions. One of those functions is to open our heart as completely as we could imagine possible, to grow the strength of our courage to its completion, but also is a very powerful meditation karmically. You know, I said we were going to look at anxiety from a sort of psychological, cognitive point of view, from an energetic point of view. Now we're going to start looking at it from a karmic point of view. There's a meditation that we do. The meditation is called Taking and Giving, where again, we're going to harness the power of our imagination, which we've already established is very strong. You know, don't think it's awful that I have anxiety. On the other side of it, think I am blessed with an incredibly powerful mind, with an incredible imagination. I just need to make it work for me. It's just a few little bits of fine-tuning, and it's like a quantum leap. We will rush towards wonderful states of being. So, how do we do the meditation on taking and giving? So we go down that journey of equalizing self and others, climb down the mountain of self, climb up the mountain of other, and we can particularly take, if we like, our anxiety as our starting point. I'm having these feelings, these uncomfortable feelings. Who else has these feelings? And we imagine that we can take their experience into our experience. We're going to take their anxiety. We're going to take their anxiety. We're going to take their anxiety. And later on, we're going to give them our peace. And maybe the first time we hear that, if we haven't heard about this kind of meditation, we might be thinking, wait. I'm going to take their anxiety. The whole reason I'm tuning into this is because I don't want the anxiety I've got. I certainly don't want their anxiety on top of that. I don't want any anxiety. So we're working on karma here. Karma is very simple, and I'm sure most of you understand the general principle. Karma, basically, what you give out, you get back. What you take, you lose. What you take, you lose. What you give out, you get back. Karma. It's very simple. What goes around comes around. So don't be afraid that anything bad is going to come from this meditation, because it's not going to. From a karmic level, this is genius. This is so clever. In Buddhism, we use the word wisdom a lot. Wisdom is a virtuous, intelligent mind. Virtuous, intelligent mind. So virtuous means causing happiness. Intelligence doesn't always cause happiness. But a virtuous intelligence, like being clever at finding happiness, that's wisdom. Knowing how to be happy, that's wisdom. If we have wisdom, we're going to love this meditation. Wisdom brings us to this meditation. I want to take away their anxiety. I'm already having this anxiety. If I could take their anxiety into mine so they're freed from it, that's wonderful. And if I can give them the potential in my mind for peace and relaxation and confidence and happiness, how wonderful. And as a karmic level, what's going to happen is the karmic causes of our anxiety, they're just getting burnt up by this meditation. And the karmic causes for peace and confidence are just growing and growing exponentially. This is the perfect meditation to do. And in addition, it's having this psychological impact where it's completely challenging our self-cherishing. That blinkered mind can't survive this meditation. We are growing our heart open. This is such a perfect meditation. There's a turning point in the meditation. You know, when we're first learning it, maybe we're trying, but if we're honest about it, we're still stuck with the blinkered mind. Like maybe we're doing the meditation, but mainly because we don't want to be having the feelings that we're having. And so we're doing the meditation, but we're really focused still on self. There comes a point where the meditation clicks and we realize really, in our heart, their sorrows are as important as my own. And I'm not that important. I'm just one person. I'm not that important. Again, diffusing, deflating that intensity. And then the meditation stops being about, I want to not feel this way. I want to not have these uncomfortable emotions. And then it's really starting to work. Because what will happen is we will completely change our relationship with our anxiety. Through the power of our imagination, we have completely reframed what it is. Now, by me experiencing this, I am liberating others from this and worse than this that they would otherwise be going through. And I'm happy to do that. It's worth doing that. I'm glad to have these feelings for the sake of freeing others from them. And of course, you might think, well, this is just an act of imagination. But again, I mean, look what our imagination has done to us up to now in our life through our anxiety and our phobias and our hypochondria and our paranoia. Like, imagination, you can't say, oh, it's just imagination. It's not real. It doesn't do anything. Because look at what's happened to us in our life so far. Our imagination is a very powerful force. And in fact, on our journey to enlightenment, our imagination is the most important force. Now, Venerable Geshe, in that chapter on taking and giving, he says, if we can't even imagine getting enlightened, we will never attain enlightenment. And this meditation on taking and giving, it is not just an act of imagination. It becomes more and more powerful than that. And Venerable Geshe says, when we first meditate on taking and giving, we cannot actually take on the suffering of others, nor give them our happiness. But by imagining that we are doing so now, we are training our mind to be able to do so in the future. At the moment, we are unable to benefit all living beings, but we have the potential for this ability, which is part of our Buddha nature. Through practicing the meditations on taking and giving with strong compassion for all living beings, the potential to be able to benefit all living beings will ripen. And when this happens, we will become an enlightened being, a Buddha.